Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. His loving kindnesses, tender mercies, and compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy endureth forever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that his everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that his elect saints be greatly encouraged, cheered, and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by his sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God in his unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. Flee to Christ. That page is the brightest in which most of Christ is found. That sermon is the brightest sermon in which most of Christ is heard. That life is the brightest life in which most of Christ is seen. Without Christ, religion is a sunless firmament. The home is no abode of peace, and prosperity is an adverse flood. Without Christ, birth is no boon, life is no gain, and death is a downfall into an unfathomable abyss. Can I know this and not beseech men to make Christ theirs? What a statement or question. Preacher Henry Law, a long time ago. The Lord Jesus said something, or asked a very important question in Matthew 22:42. He was surrounded by a bunch of unregenerate religionists, and he asked them pointedly, "What think ye of Christ?" And so I will ask you, what do you think of Christ? I am ashamed of my thoughts of him. They are so poor and so unworthy of him. He is so great and so glorious and so good and so gracious that I cannot think of him as I desire to. Do you inquire what I think of his person? He is the chief among 10,000 and the altogether lovely one. He unites in himself deity and manhood. All human beauties, all divine, in my beloved meet and shine. Do you ask what I think of his works? It is perfect. His obedience is spotless. His atonement is complete. His work of redemption is accomplished. It is finished. Do you ask what I think of his love? Ah, here it is that I am most at fault, and no wonder, for his love surpasses knowledge. Its height and depth, its length and its breadth are immeasurable. His love is free, unchanging, and eternal. It is unparalleled. It is dying love. He loved me and gave himself for me. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. But Jesus laid down his life for his enemies. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. And a reading from Ephesians 3:19, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. That wonderful gospel message was from an unknown preacher of righteousness. We have some wonderful gospel gems from preacher Augustus Toplady. He was the author of the hymn Rock of Ages. Augustus was born in 1740, and he went on to be with the Lord in 1778, the year of our Lord. Number one, grace finds us beggars and leaves us debtors. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to your cross I cling. Number two, when Christ entered into Jerusalem, the people spread garments in the way. When he enters into our hearts, we pull off our own righteousness and not only lay it under Christ's feet, but even trample it upon ourselves. Number three, grace alone makes the elect gracious. Grace alone keeps them gracious. Grace alone will render them everlastingly glorious in the heaven of heavens. Number four, the church of the elect, which is partially militant on earth and partly triumphant in heaven, resembles a city built on both sides of a river. There is but the stream of death between grace and glory. Number five, the greatest judgment which God himself can, in the present life, inflict upon a man is to leave him in the hand of his own boasted so-called free will. Whoa. Oh, let the people praise thee, O God. Let the people praise thee. Okay, this message is an outstanding short message. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. He was the disclosure to man of what God is, so man was left without an excuse. Christ came and showed God to man, and man hated God with a perfect hatred. The fullest exhibition of divine love was answered by the fullest exhibition of human hatred, resulting in the cross. That was from preacher Scott Richardson. And a reading from Psalm 130, verses 2 through 5. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. A reading from Hebrews 3:14. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. What is the beginning of our confidence? When I first looked to Christ, I did not have any experiences I could look back to and have confidence in. In the beginning of my spiritual life, Christ was my only hope. I was nothing but a sinner needing the Savior. False religion tells us that it is fine in the beginning, but you need to progress past that. But I find in my own experience that I have not got an inch past that. You can criticize me for that if you want, but the Word of God tells me that I will be a partaker of Christ only if I hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. The only peace this sinner ever experiences is that peace of knowing that although I am nothing but a sinner, Christ is all I need. Only those who look only to Christ are made partakers of Him. And I think that message was from preacher Todd Neibert. There is no other Savior but Christ to look to, no other mediator between God and men to make use of, and no other physician of value for diseased and sin-sick souls to apply unto, no other fountain but His blood for polluted souls to wash in and be cleansed, no other city of refuge or stronghold for souls sensible of danger to flee unto and be safe, no other to come to as bread of life where hungry souls may be fed, no other place of rest for those who are weary and heavy laden, nor is there any other where there is plenty of all grace and security from every enemy, as in Him. And therefore, to whom can they recourse but to Him? That was old-timer theologian John Gill. A reading from John 6:60. Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. From the standpoint of God's eternal decree, it may be truly said that believing sinners will not turn away from Christ because they cannot. But from the standpoint of the believer's experience, it may just as truly be said that believers cannot turn away from Christ because they will not. And this is not presumption. It is the simply saving, childlike faith and trust of a believing sinner, a true believer. The desperate need of his soul can only be satisfied in Christ Jesus the Lord. That was from preacher Maurice Montgomery. Now listen to this statement. It is hard to say which is worse. The atheist who says there is no God, or the lost, unregenerate religionist who maintains that God cannot do as he pleases. think about that. Wow. A reading from Psalm 148, verses 1 through 4. Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Isaiah 26:1. What walls and bulwarks are to a fortress, an enclosure of safety. Salvation is to the church and people of God. God's saints, those who are born into his church and kingdom, are kept eternally secure in his salvation. The believer's safety and security is not his will, not his works, not his worth, or not even his faith, but God's salvation. We believe in the infallible security, perseverance, and preservation of every believer because we know that salvation is God's work alone. And a reading from Ecclesiastes 3:14, and we know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. Hallelujah. This is our security. Until God's purpose, Christ's blood, and the Spirit's work can be nullified, God's elect are safe and secure. These are the walls and bulwarks of salvation. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." And the Master says in Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, Yehovah Tsidkenu, Holy One of Israel, HaKadosh Yisrael. Bless the name, Baruch Hashem. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. And please indicate what country you're from, what life is like where you live, and how the reception was either on your shortwave radio or from First Baptist Church sermon audio page. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends, our mighty and glorious King of Kings, Lord of Lords, King of Saints, and King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha.